Okay, let's unpack this. If you're like most people today, you've probably felt that low hum of anxiety when you hear about the latest cyber attack. Ransomware hitting hospitals, data breaches costing millions, attacks that feel more sophisticated, more frequent than ever. It's easy to feel overwhelmed trying to keep up with the threats, let alone understand the solutions.
And that feeling, you know, the information overload, that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. You've brought us some really compelling source material, articles, research, specifically looking at Microsoft Defender's capabilities in this complex cyber landscape. We're going to use these documents to try and cut through the noise and give you a clear picture of what a high-performance approach to security looks like, at least according to this information.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward then. We're going to pull out the most important findings from this material. Understand how a platform like Microsoft Defender is presented as tackling these modern threats. And look at what the documented results mean for, well, for staying protected. This deep dive is for you, designed to highlight the essential takeaways from these sources.
Sounds good.
Let's jump right in where the sources began this alarming reality of modern cyber threats. It feels like the frequency is way up, but it's also the nature of the attacks that's changed dramatically,
That's
right?
okay.
These aren't the simple viruses of 20 years ago.
Not even close. The picture painted in the material is one of rapidly evolving threats. We're seeing a significant increase in both frequency and, maybe more importantly, the sophistication.
Sophistication, how so?
Well, it's not just about hitting one vulnerability anymore. Attackers are using multi-vector strategies,
Hold the vector.
striking at different weak points almost simultaneously.
So, like, they're not just trying the front door. They're trying windows, back doors, maybe even pretending to be someone who lives there.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good way to think about it. Yeah. They're combining identity-based attacks, trying to compromise user accounts with, you know, device infiltration methods. And what's really highlighted is that these aren't quick smash-and-grab attacks. The material points to coordinated campaigns. These can persist for weeks, sometimes even months.
Weeks or months. Wow. And the potential damage must be immense.
It really is. The financial cost alone is staggering, often reaching millions for just one successful breach.
Millions.
And there's one data point from the research that's particularly striking: ransomware incidents. They've surged by a shocking 275% over just the past 18 months.
Wait, 275%?
275% in just 18 months. That really shows you the scale of the problem we're up against right now.
Wow. Okay, so a huge jump in ransomware. Given that kind of relentless, complex assault, the sources also touch on why traditional security systems seem to be, well, struggling.
They do.
What are the key shortcomings they identify? Why are they falling behind?
Well, what's pointed out is that these sort of legacy protection systems often lack the necessary capabilities for today's threats.
Like what?
Things like limited real-time analysis, meaning they might miss things happening right now. Their visibility across the entire network infrastructure can be narrow, creating blind spots.
So it's like they might see a problem in one room, but they don't see the attacker moving through the hallway to another.
Precisely. That's a great analogy. And they often rely on delayed response mechanisms.
Delayed.
Yeah, so by the time an alert is generated, maybe looked at manually, the attack may have already done significant damage.
Too slow.
Exactly. Plus, the material notes insufficient integration between different security tools. That creates even more delays and gaps.
Okay, that definitely sets the stage for the problem. So how does the material describe a different approach? Specifically, Microsoft Defender, how does it address these challenges? What's the fundamental difference highlighted?
The core difference, according to this analysis, it really lies in the sheer scale and speed of data processing.
Scale. How significant are we talking?
The figures are. Oh, they're hard to wrap your head around, honestly. The system is described as processing an astonishing 84 trillion data points continuously.
84 trillion. That number sounds almost fictional.
It does, doesn't it? But that's the foundation. And this isn't just processing logs from one place. It's analyzing data streams, covering, well, everything from emerging threat signatures and zero-day exploit attempts to ransomware patterns, financial fraud indicators, network anomalies, you name it.
So why does that massive scale matter so much?
Well, as the sources explain, it enables the identification of really complex patterns and anomalies that are just invisible to systems processing far less data.
Right. Can't see the forest for the trees sometimes.
Exactly. It provides a level of real-time, comprehensive situational awareness that just wasn't possible before.
And it's not purely automated, right? I think the material mentioned a human element, too.
Absolutely. That's a big part of the picture presented. It emphasizes this combination of advanced AI with human expertise.
How many people are we talking about?
It mentions Microsoft employs 10,000 dedicated security professionals.
10,000.
Yeah. And they're constantly working to enhance the automated detection capabilities. This synergy, this combination, it allows the platform to identify previously unknown attack vectors and adapt to new threats even faster.
So you're taking that massive data processing power.
Right.
And augmenting it with the intuition and experience of top human analysts.
Precisely. Best of both worlds, essentially.
Okay, so you have this incredible foundation, massive data, powerful AI, expert human insight. That kind of capability should translate into some pretty compelling results.
It should.
And the sources provide some really impressive performance numbers. Let's get specific about what they actually document.
Yes, the documented security outcomes are quite eye-opening. The material cites over 35,000 threat neutralizations happening every single month.
35,000 a month.
Wow. And it also reports a remarkable 300% improvement in ransomware defense effectiveness.
A 300% improvement. That's huge. Especially when you consider that 275% surge in ransomware attacks we just talked about.
Exactly. It suggests this approach is directly combating that rising tide.
Okay, what else?
Another critical metric highlighted is the accuracy rate for automated threat responses. It's reported at a stunning 99.99%.
99.99.
Yep. Which is vital because high accuracy means incredibly low false positives.
Right. False alarms.
Yeah.
They just fatigue teams and delay responses to real threats.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Precisely. But perhaps the most striking metric, the one that really jumps out from the material, it's the average containment time for active attacks.
Okay. How fast?
Under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes. That seems almost impossibly fast compared to typical incident response. That can take hours, maybe days sometimes.
It does seem incredibly fast.
How does the research explain achieving that kind of speed?
This is described as a pretty significant breakthrough. It's referred to as the Intelligent Threat Neutralization System, and it's integrated within the Defender XDR ecosystem. XDR stands for Extended Detection and Response.
Extended. So it means it pulls security signals from everywhere, not just the endpoint like the laptop.
Exactly right. It's getting data from all over the place, not just a single device. And this system allows for automatic disruption.
Automatic disruption.
Yes, that's the key. It involves precision-based decision-making using extremely high-confidence algorithms and sophisticated pattern recognition honed on that massive data lake we talked about to distinguish genuine threats from, you know, normal activity.
Okay, so it's very sure before it acts.
Very sure.
Yeah.
And once a threat is identified with that high confidence, it triggers real-time automated defensive actions. Immediately.
Like what kind of actions can you give example?
Sure. Immediate isolation of the compromise system.
Oh, yeah, enough.
Right. Automatic prevention of the attack spreading to other devices. And dynamic adjustment based on how the threat is behaving. It learns. The goal is basically to stop the attack dead in its tracks automatically, often before a human security analyst is even fully aware it's happening.
That makes perfect sense. If you can contain it within minutes automatically,
yeah,
you prevent it from becoming this widespread catastrophic problem.
Exactly. And as you touched on with that XDR concept,
yeah,
the material emphasizes this isn't just about protecting a single laptop or server.
Right. It's not just endpoint security in the traditional kind of narrow definition.
Not at all. The material explains how this system aggregates security data from a huge range of sources beyond just the endpoints.
Like what else?
This includes network devices, user workstations, yes, but also things like cloud-based identity management systems.
Oh, okay. Like logins.
Right. Enterprise applications, databases, communication platforms, email services.
So it's pulling in signals from pretty much every corner of an organization's digital environment.
Pretty much. It even integrates external threat intelligence feeds. And this comprehensive sort of bird's eye view provides the crucial context needed to identify complex multi-stage attacks.
Attacks that might look harmless at one layer.
Exactly. But they become obvious when you see the pieces fitting together across the entire infrastructure.
This all sounds incredibly effective in theory, but...
Yes.
Well, the sources also include a real-world example, right?
Yeah.
That puts it to the test. A case study.
They do, yeah.
Let's walk through that specific enterprise scenario they describe.
Okay. This case study details a sophisticated cyber assault that occurred in early 2024. Target was a global corporation.
Okay.
And the attack was widespread. It targeted 2,100 employee workstations and over 1,000 server systems.
Wow, that's a big hit.
Big hit. And importantly, this organization had a hybrid security deployment in place.
Hybrid, meaning?
Meaning they were using Microsoft Defender on some systems and alternative vendor solutions on others.
So they essentially had a live comparison running during an actual attack, almost like an accidental experiment.
That's right, according to the account provided. It created a direct side-by-side performance shock under intense real-world pressure.
Okay, so the moment of truth. What happened when the attack hit systems protected by the different solutions?
The contrast described is, well, it's stark. On the systems protected by Microsoft Defender, detection and response kicked in within 120 seconds.
Just 2 minutes.
2 minutes. The system successfully protected over 2,000 devices from encryption and maintained its defense for hours as the attack waves continued.
And the success rate?
It achieved a success rate of over 99% on those protected devices.
Over 99%.
Okay.
And the system's using the alternative vendors. What happened there?
The material states that the alternative vendor solutions experienced complete failure across all protected servers.
Complete failure. So the ransomware got through?
Yes. The attackers were successful in deploying ransomware and encrypting those systems. It required extensive and, you know, costly manual recovery efforts.
Ouch. That's a pretty dramatic difference in outcomes in a high-stakes situation like that.
Yeah. It absolutely highlights the difference that speed and the comprehensive nature of the response made in that scenario.
And what was the upshot? The strategic decision?
Well, the outcome of that real-world test led the organization to make a clear strategic decision. They completed a full migration to Microsoft Defender, essentially confirming the platform's superior performance in their specific environment based on that event.
That case study really underscores why containing threats in under 3 minutes is so critical. It's not just a number.
Not at all. It's the difference between business as usual and potentially catastrophic disruption.
Does this platform, does Defender, work across all the different kinds of devices organizations use today? You know, phones, Macs, everything. The sources mentioned universal protection.
Yes, that's a key point the material makes. It emphasizes a universal device protection strategy.
Covering what specifically?
Covering the full spectrum. Windows, obviously, but also Linux, Mac OS, iOS, Android, and increasingly IoT devices.
IoT, like smart sensors or equipment.
Exactly. The aim is to provide consistent security standards across today's incredibly diverse IT environments. You can't have gaps.
Makes sense. And what about specific attack methods we often hear about? Yeah. Do the sources detail countermeasures for things like, say, email-based attacks or man-in-the-middle attacks?
They do describe specific defenses. For email-based threats, it goes beyond just looking for malicious attachments.
How so?
The countermeasures include advanced message analysis, behavioral recognition, integration with real-time threat intelligence, and monitoring user activity around email interactions, looking for unusual patterns.
Okay. And for man-in-the-middle attacks, where maybe credentials get stolen or sessions get hijacked.
For those, the material points to continuous authentication monitoring.
Always watching logins.
Yeah, looking for unusual login patterns or access attempts. Also, session protection protocols and providing deep attack visibility and forensics specifically around identity and network sessions.
So it's about constantly verifying that who's doing something is who they say they are and that their activity seems legitimate.
That's a good summary. Yeah. Constantly verifying identity and behavior.
Okay. Pulling all of this together from the material we reviewed.
Yeah.
What are the key competitive advantages this type of comprehensive system, like Defender XDR, offers compared to those more traditional, maybe siloed, legacy security tools?
The sources highlight a few core areas. First, definitely speed and efficiency.
We talked about the under 3 minutes.
Right. Compared to the slow, reactive responses and, frankly, the high volume of false alerts common with older systems.
Yeah, alert fatigue.
Exactly. This approach offers lightning-fast containment, that sub-3-minute mark, and proactive threat hunting with extremely high accuracy.
So it's faster and smarter about what it flags. Less noise.
Precisely. Second, visibility. We touched on this. Legacy tools often have limited insight across different parts of the IT environment, siloed views.
Right.
Whereas the Defender XDR approach provides that comprehensive multi-system view by aggregating data from everywhere, that bird's eye perspective.
Okay. Speed, visibility. What's the third?
Third is integration and scalability. The material describes it as cloud native.
Built for the cloud.
Right. easily supporting complex hybrid environments, you know, part on-prem, part cloud. It's designed to integrate with other security tools you might have.
So it plays nice with others.
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah.
And offers centralized management, which really simplifies operations compared to trying to manage a whole bunch of disparate legacy point solutions.
That scalability and integration must be critical for large, complex organizations. It sounds like a lot to manage otherwise.
Absolutely essential for larger enterprises.
The sources also touch briefly on how organizations actually go about implementing something like this. It's not just flipping a switch, as you said earlier.
No, definitely not. It's presented as a strategic project, for sure.
What does that look like?
The material outlines a phased approach, typically starting with a security infrastructure assessment, basically, figuring out where you are now, what your current environment and risks look like.
Makes sense. Baseline first.
Then developing a deployment strategy, planning the rollout, how to configure it for the specific organization's needs.
Okay.
And finally, optimization and continuous improvement, recognizing that security isn't a one and done thing.
Right. It's ongoing.
It requires performance monitoring, refining rules, regular posture assessments. It frames it as a structured journey, not just an installation.
We've certainly taken a deep dive into the capabilities and the documented performance of Microsoft Defender based on these sources you provided.
Yeah.
It's abundantly clear the threat landscape is evolving at, well, breakneck speed.
It really is.
And the tools designed to defend against it must not just keep pace, but really try to get ahead.
And the numbers we saw, that incredible scale, processing 84 trillion signals.
Yeah, that number still gets me.
The 300% jump in ransomware defense effectiveness, the near-perfect accuracy, and especially that under 3-minute containment figure, alongside that compelling real-world case study, they paint a powerful picture. They really highlight how essential, automated, rapid response, powered by massive data analysis and AI, but augmented by human expertise, is becoming.
It feels like a fundamental shift.
It is a shift away from those traditional, often reactive security models.
This deep dive really shows that capabilities like analyzing an almost unimaginable volume of data or containing threats in less time than it takes to grab a coffee, these aren't just nice to haves anymore, are they?
No, they're becoming necessary defenses, especially against threats like that surging wave of ransomware and these increasingly sophisticated multi-vector attacks.
It really raises an important question, kind of echoed in the implications of this material.
Which is?
Well, if the attacks are leveraging speed and complexity across the entire digital environment,
yeah,
relying on outdated or manual security responses, which are inherently slower, less comprehensive, it feels like that could leave organizations fundamentally, maybe even fatally, vulnerable.
That's a very real risk highlighted by this kind of analysis. Being too slow or too blind in this environment is dangerous.
So here's something maybe to consider, building on what we've learned today from these sources.
Okay.
In a world where artificial intelligence is rapidly advancing, and it's starting to power both the attacks and the defenses.
Yeah, the AI arms race.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How will that balance of power between the cyber criminals and the security teams defending us shift next? And maybe more importantly for you listening, what capabilities will move from being cutting edge, like we discussed today, to simply being the absolute non-negotiable minimum requirement for staying safe tomorrow?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What becomes table stakes next?